really got a problem here with this Asian carp, and we've got to take positive action to, because bad things do happen, and we got to take positive action now to prevent that invasion of the of Asian carp into the Great Lakes, which would be devastating to our fishery industry, devastating to the tourism, and be devastating to jobs. Hey, I'm my district, I've got a couple of counties with unemployment in the mid-20s, and we got to do all we can to save jobs.
Yeah, I know. With that particular end of the UP that you represent, I mean, a lot of times it's looked upon more as sort of a, I don't know, a Lake Superior base, but I mean, this is a Great Lakes issue, and obviously the Copper Country and everything wouldn't be it, and even parts of Marquette County wouldn't be it without the Great Lakes. That's why I'm sure you're involved.
Absolutely. This is serious. It looks like the Chicago politicians and bureaucrats are kind of writing this off as a not a real serious issue and don't sweat it. But when we see DNA of Asian carp coming in and being found in Lake Michigan, and we see what the Asian carp has done in the on the rivers down below Chicago, it's serious, and we want to do something proactive now and make that effort so that that idea can change.
What is it that is the message? Obviously, you're saying try to get these locks closed in Chicago that would be releasing the carp into the Great Lakes. But for a lot of people, maybe they don't even fully understand the magnitude of what could be happening here.
Well, the Asian carp is quite a fish. It grows to 100 pounds. It eats 40% of its weight daily. It does some crazy things like motors get it excited. They fly in the air. And obviously, with that kind of an appetite, that sort of they starve out other fish, and we've got our great trout or whitefish and the rest of the ecostructure in the Great Lakes. We want that protected.
Why do you suppose it's not getting that important of a look in Chicago? It sounds like Illinois, as a Great Lakes state, is the only one that's really even against this or isn't moving on it.
Well, it's like anything else. It's money, I suppose. You know, they don't want to mess up what they've got. They're making light of this as not being a big issue. So they don't want to move and make changes that are necessary to make steps to protect this.
For folks that are curious, how can they get involved, get the message out to do something?
Yeah, that's a real good part. We've got a website. We invite everyone to join our fight at www.noasiancarp.com.